Welcome to the Sweetest and Toughest Job Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel, mama to three, and I'm talking with subject matter experts and other parents about all the sweet moments, but also deep diving into the tough topics surrounding pregnancy, postpartum, and parenting. Thank you so much for being here as we explore the sweetest and toughest job. Hello, friends. I am so thrilled to be back behind the mic. Oh my gosh, it's been a minute. I had no intention of taking quite this long of a break. I always intended to break in between seasons, and some people ask why I even have seasons in the first place. It's a little bit arbitrary, but it's a way for me to organize groupings of episodes and also give myself a break, which is, I think, so needed no matter what kind of work you do, even if it's a passion project. Sometimes it's good to take a step back and then re-enter. But that said, I never intended for the break to be this long. Enter pandemic. I'm sure you can all relate that life over the last few months has looked much different. There are a lot of things that we can't do anymore, or things that have been modified the way that we do things. And I know me personally, I feel lately that I've kind of gotten into a cadence and a way of doing things that almost feels a little bit normal. Sometimes it scares me, and sometimes I take a step back and think, well, some of these changes, you know, might be for the best, like washing hands and maybe thinking about hygiene a little bit better, instilling in my kids that they need to be really cognizant of their germs. Other things are a lot harder, like not being able to see certain friends and family members, not being able to hug, not being able to have that personal connection like we're so used to doing. In any event, friends, I have to admit, with everything going on in the world, I just felt like it would have been easier to just hang up this podcast on a shelf, call it quits. Lately, I've just felt kind of depleted, tired, overwhelmed. A lot of different things swirling around where I felt like, what is my mission with this podcast? And I just have too many other things I need to focus on right now, like my kindergartner who is remote learning, my middle child who I think has had a hard time with this shutdown, quote unquote, more than I really realize. And then I have my baby who 6 months of her 1 year of life has been spent in, quote unquote, quarantine. So that weighs heavy on me as well. What is she missing? What kind of germs has she not gotten, to be honest? But at the end of the day, I decided that this passion project is just that. It's something I'm so passionate about. I really truly believe that as moms and parents, we don't have enough support around us. And that is the whole point of the podcast, to gather information, talk to different people, educate myself, and then share what I've gained, the knowledge that I've gained. You can take it or leave it. Sometimes you might think this method or this topic that this person's talking about isn't relatable. Maybe what they're saying isn't really for me. And maybe there are other times when you think, oh my gosh, I can't believe this information I'm hearing. It's so relevant to my life right now. So take or leave whatever parts of this podcast you want. But I do want to say thank you so much for being here. Truly, from the bottom of my heart, the only way that this keeps going is that people are listening. So thank you, thank you. Please share with anybody that you think might be interested in listening. And I have so many wonderful stories and guests that I want to share with you this upcoming season. So my oldest started kindergarten a few weeks ago, and like so many of you with school-age children, back in the spring, I was wildly hopeful that they would, of course, go back to school. Go back to the classroom is what I'm talking about. My naivety and the expanse of COVID-19 and how different areas are dealing with the virus has me still some days just staring into space, seriously, and wondering what happened. How did we get here? My daughter's currently doing kindergarten remote, which I joke about with people that's a bit of an oxymoron. She can't read yet, and so therefore needs to be guided and sat with to complete any independent work and assignments. And I know there are a lot of parents out there that are hearing me and thinking, I am in the same boat, and it is hard. I am so beyond fortunate that my family's in a position where I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have the time, I guess sort of, because I also have two younger kids, to sit there with her, and we have the resources that others don't, and I can figure this out. My heart is so heavy for the thousands of children that don't have this situation, for the working parents out there who simply can't get their children help in the capacity that they need. They can't do this and remain employed. How are you supposed to work alongside your child when they're supposed to be having help with their education? It's a really difficult spot that we're in, friends. I want to say that my daughter's thriving. She tells me, Mommy, I love kindergarten. I'm so glad that I'm in kindergarten. And she's excited to learn every day. She loves school and what she knows of it and has given me little pushback on what she needs to accomplish. It is not lost on me that we are so fortunate that she's in this boat. We're going to get through this. And even though it is a remote learning situation, I'm just happy that at least she's learning something. My heart goes out to all people in this situation. And hang in there, Mama, if you are just at wit's end, if some days are a lot harder than others, if you look around sometimes into space like I do and think, how on earth did we get here? So my second child just returned to preschool. This was a difficult topic to explain to both of them. He didn't understand why he had to go to school while my older daughter got to stay home. She didn't understand why he got to go to school while she stayed home. So we've had a lot of conversations about why this is different, about how his classroom and school setting is a lot smaller and more controlled, and she goes to a large public school. He's doing far better than I expected. I thought that him going back would be, honestly, one of the hardest things. He's always had a difficult transition to the school year. I'm talking walk him in the classroom with him crying and the teacher having to kind of gently pull him inside the class. I would usually walk away for after drop-offs with my son, with myself in tears. I mean, as a mother, it's just emotionally hard, even though I knew it was good for him socially and developmentally to be in a classroom setting. He was crying and not wanting to go, even though we go to the sweetest school. And that's hard for parents. He is thriving this year, and I don't know if it's a combination of him being a little bit older or also maybe that we've been in this quarantine situation. And to be honest, I think he's happy to be back in the classroom. He's happy to be back with his peers. And I am so thankful that the school's doing everything to keep the kids safe and that they were able to return. So far, so good. They're on week two, and everything has been going great. So fingers crossed it remains that way. Moving on to my baby, who will be turning one in a few short weeks. The latter 6 months of her first year, like I said earlier, have been spent in quarantine, living in this new normal. I have really mixed emotions and feelings about this. On the one hand, I'm so thankful we've been home. She's had all the schedules and naps, living her best life. She's very well slept, I will say. And we've had so much sweet family bonding time with all of us home. Normally, I'd be carting around the older two to activities and school and whatnot. Instead, they get a lot of playtime with their sister. There are silver linings, right? I had expected her to have a hard time this first year since we would have been carting around. And on the other hand, though, I mourn for those experiences that she's missing. No playgroups, no library time, no baby or toddler classes, the exposure to people and smiles, even riding around in a grocery cart at a store are completely foreign to her. I wonder what it will be like when and if we get back to life as it was before normal. This is a hard time to be anything, but it is absolutely a hard moment in parenting, no matter what age your children are. What I've had to remind myself is that some of this has been difficult for me. I've mourned the loss of social gatherings, going to the gym, and, oh gosh, having a little bit of free time when my kids are at school, or if I ask a babysitter to come. So of course this is hard for me, and it must also be hard for my kids as well. I try to keep in mind when I get frustrated on those days that life is so different, that life is a little different for them too. It's easy to say, but focusing on the family moments that we have had been able to have is a huge silver lining. Relishing that, yes, my daughter was supposed to be in kindergarten every day for the majority of the day, and instead she's home, which means we all get to spend a little more time together, right? Don't get me wrong. Some days, this plays out a lot better than others. Keeping positivity and rolling with the constant changes. Knowing that this too will pass, and that in this season and time, staying safe and loving our kids, encouraging them to stay positive, is so important. If you're a mama out there and are feeling all the feels, you are not alone. This is a hard time to be pregnant. It's a hard time to be postpartum. It's a hard time to parent. Many of us have lost a lot of the support systems, the friends, the infrastructure, the schedules that we used to keep. So you're not alone, mama, if all of this is ringing very true to you. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to share all that I have coming up on this season. Like I said earlier, this podcast is near and dear to my heart, and I hope this season brings you tidbits of information, maybe some motivation, some comfort, a few laughs, and maybe a few tears along the way. Thanks so much again for being here as we explore the sweetest, and gosh, is it the toughest, job. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Head over to sweetestandtoughestjob.com. You'll find additional episodes there, as well as information from today's episode, resources, and links. We'd love to connect with you on social media at Sweetest and Toughest Job on either Instagram or Facebook. And a special thank you to Makai Pace for all the original music used.